Oh, you know how that goes.
Blog Talk Radio.
We're live.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Yay, the audience didn't feel like clapping twice in 5 minutes. You don't blame.
All right.
You don't blame. My hands get sore.
Let's hope.
No, I did an op check and I heard the show.
Okay, so let's try our next one.
Let us do so here real quick. Welcome back, everybody. We could give you a lot of hubba hubba over, but the ones that did miss out on a little bit were the ones, if anybody was on Blog Talk only holding, they didn't hear anything we said.
Yeah.
But cards, I think this is a regular.
All right.
And I hate to guess because every time I guess, the 50-50-90 comes in. It is. Let's take our color while we got our color.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
We think we got it all straightened out. Can you hear us, right?
Yeah, I was the one messaging you in Facebook chat.
Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention because we really don't know.
Unless somebody tells us.
Yeah, when we go to our first caller and all of a sudden both of us are going, hello, hello, hello.
Now, who are we speaking to?
This is Dion.
Oh, Dion,
I've called this show before. Hi.
Yeah.
But, hi. You know, I'm glad that you talked about the Facebook page because on the Blog Talk, it doesn't say how to, unless I missed it, there's in the description, it doesn't say where your website is for anybody to find you to get a personal reading.
Good point. Hmm. We're going to definitely follow what you've just said.
Yeah, that is true. She does have to add that.
See, we need feedback like that from our listeners who can tell us what's missing.
Yeah, I think it's on your profile, but you got to dig into that.
Right.
It's not on the
post. Love that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
It's not on the show post.
And then,
a
link for your book be in there, too.
Well, do they let
you
do that?
You're an author and people need to know that.
Yes, darling, you are absolute. This girl could be our,
I just didn't know that they allowed links. I'm not a Blog Talk expert.
You're not into all that, nitty gritty. But thank you, honey. You're exactly right.
Well,
and we're kind of newbies with everything,
No, you're fine. I wrote a book, too, and I talked to another lady who, when she used to do her Blog Talk shows and she always put the link of her book in the description, she would sell a couple of copies every show.
Hey, thank you. That is very useful advice. And anything else you think of that comes to mind, please don't, hesitate.
Yeah, I got one more.
All right.
Okay. So a lot of the Blog Talk readers will also put their PayPal me. So, paypal.me and then whatever your paypal.me is, and just to ask for donations because, a lot of times, I'll donate to a reader on Blog Talk, $5, $10, whatever, just for a reading.
Nice.
Maybe I don't need a full reading, you know what I mean? But I donate to the readers all the time, and then that helps, offset the cost of the cost of what Blog Talk charges you. You know, and people are happy to support you because you're giving us free readings, but
I
would be happy to give love donations,
I love that. Well, you know what, I am going to definitely work on that this weekend. All right. And
she's so nice and she does all these readings and she's spot on, and it's like she needs to get paid for some of this,
Thank you, honey. You sound like one of my children.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah. So, listen, if I need to, I will get a hold of you over the weekend if I need to clarify.
Half the weekend's toast.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but there's still enough left. So thank you. And what can we do now for you?
I mean, you wanna? Yeah. I could ask about a. You see me like being in a love relationship. I never ask about love because I'm like really happy being single. But I really didn't have any questions. I just wanted to call and listen to your show.
Well, thank you. We'll just take a look and see what the cards would like you to know. All right, so here we go. Jim will take up the slack here.
Yeah, I'm still kind of, my brain's settling down from this emergency reboot of the show. It was kind of bizarre. Happens that only, this has happened one other time, Deb, so let's not freak out about it being that too much.
Yeah.
And what was odd is you knew something was haywire when you saw two numbers on hold. It's like, that's not physically possible, two exact same numbers on hold. It's like, uh-oh, ain't good in Bangkok.
Very
something
true.
Smells a little rotten in Bangkok.
All
okay,
right.
That 630 area code still may. I still have to look it up. It's still not, engraved into my brain that it's Illinois. Somebody else has the area code that begins with 6. So it kind of confuses me.
All right. Well, I am laying down your cards for your reading. Those who are interested, I'm using a 24 card layout rather than merely drawing a few random cards. There's nothing wrong with that method. And a lot of readers, giving readers, that's how they do it. I prefer to show you, for one thing, to demonstrate what I would do in a one-on-one session with you. And also, I forgot what the other reason was. See, this got me all flustered.
We got off to a book start.
Well, for you to see the reading, and I don't know. There was some other reason.
Okay, well, you know, so the reason has escaped.
It has.
But it probably will return. Might be next week, but it will return.
Yeah, it'll be in the middle of the night, and I'll go, I know what I was going to say.
The aha moment. Aha.
All right. You know, you are very happy single. It's clear in your cards. But I do feel that as time passes, you're going to actually meet a partner that is really going to complement, your personality, your beliefs. It's, just like the other half of you. What was it they said in that Jerry Maguire? You complete me, and it will be your
completion. You had me at hello.
And that one, too.
Well, there's lots of lines in there. Show me the money.
Yep, that's right. So as long as right now, see, a lot of people feel like they are adrift on an ocean. You know, they're just floating barely, and they're looking to reach out and grab a life ring. And that isn't necessarily really love. Sometimes that's simply desperation, need, that sort of thing. And for you, what you're doing is you are really completing yourself at this point in your life. And I really think, though, there is going to be someone for you, and it isn't going to be soon. Let's say next year by this time for you. And it's going to be really an amazing new development. Like, you know, I often use the Wizard of Oz. When she's in the black and white and the house is settled down, and she goes to open the door, and oh my gosh, the technicolor of that garden is amazingly beautiful. And that's what the new individual is going to be like for you. So in the meantime, just keep on keeping on. Because, Jan, you are really very talented. You're young. What is your age, if I may ask?
I know you always think that, but I'm not. I'm 48.
Well, I think you need to start thinking of yourself as very young.
It's relative. 48 is very, very young to many, very, very old to others.
Well,
and average to the people in your age group.
To me, she's very young.
I mean, I'm past middle age.
Like, you wouldn't know it, my dear, from your cards or from your demeanor.
People in your family live in their 90s. You're kind of at middle age.
Yeah.
It's It's true. My dad lived to be 90. I don't feel old, but like I'm past the point of like wanting to have kids with somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm not, you know, so relationship means something different at my age. You know?
You're so right. There's a lot more companionship involved. You know,
yeah.
and that sort of thing. But you sound super young. If I were a salesperson calling you up on the phone, I would say, honey, is your mama there? You know, because that's how you sound. You do. You strike me like you're about 15 years old. So, but you know what? Enjoy that. When I was your age, I was still being asked for my driver's license when I'd go buy a bottle of wine. And I would think, oh, thank you. So, anyway.
Yeah, I don't
look
my age at all either. Okay, so next year somebody comes by.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. And you will recognize that person because your gut is just going to say.
This year, we're over the hump.
Yeah, really.
We're going downhill to 2023 for a year. We're on the downhill run.
Her gut is
going to
say, Dion.
Excuse me.
Guess who this is? And it'll be true. In fact, when I met my late husband, when I opened that door to him, I just about fell off my feet because I looked at him and I thought, oh, my God, you're the one. And he was, and it scared me.
You're the one that I want.
Something terrible. So your cards look really good. And I think a lot of that is because your thought processes are They're on target. You know, you are an amazing person. You look in the mirror every day, Dion, and say, I am an amazing human being. Because you are. You definitely are.
Sounds like one of those motivational tapes.
It really yes, look at how we got stuck. All right, hon. We're going to give you
a
travel card.
Oh, are we now?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't really pull the trigger on that. So stand by. Well, you obviously have a lot of patience.
Now, remember, everybody, this is a legitimate deck. We got the deck through Amazon, but I've noticed it's at many other, sellers online of books and things. We wanted something for the weekend that had a punch.
I think these are connections.
Whereas the angel cards are very lovely for earlier in the week. But we wanted something that was, like, in your face.
Yeah.
Right up.
And those angel cards totally have unrelated. What is happening?
I'm wondering. Dion, what are you drinking?
No, I don't know if you have some weird background noise.
Oh, me? Yeah, I just made a cup of coffee.
Oh, there you are.
I didn't know. I thought maybe she was on an alien spacecraft or something like that.
No,
all right.
That's my coffee. My coffee maker.
Fine.
No, it's fine. It didn't bother. We just couldn't identify the sound.
Right.
I was like, I don't know, some alien trying to talk to her.
While we're talking and Jim is shuffling the rebel cards, do you have another book you're working on?
Yes.
And you have a book you've published. Would you like to share with us the title of your book?
Shattered Window. It's a memoir.
That's right. Ooh, sounds very good. And where can we get it?
ShatteredWindowsMemoir.com.
Okay, oh, book.com, basically.
You've got your own website for it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, there you have it, folks. Take a look there.
All right.
Now, here's your card.
Here's your rebel card. I just look at the it has a one-word message, and you flip it for a further explanation. It says, laugh. And where the F is your sense of humor?
Oh, I think she's got one.
Got
what do you think, Dion? You got a pretty good sense of humor?
I do, but I am a very serious person.
Aha, you're right. The rebel cards, they know all.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a balance in life. You should always be a goofball. You shouldn't always be serious. And sometimes that balance can be hard to find.
And here's a really good quote. The quote is, you're only young once, but you can be immature forever. And I love that. Immature in the sense of say you're in an evening gown, you're leaving where the affair was, and you feel like jumping in the fountain, which I have done, and it's amazingly great. You know, things like that. I
hope you didn't rent that gown.
No. No, but it was fun to do. So you've got to be spontaneous and enjoy the moment. And that's for all of us. And turn the news off. There's really not much there that could be uplifting, seriously.
Well, uplifting doesn't make the money.
No, it doesn't.
No, only negative, horrible, horrifying, or stories that make you angry. That's all they want to talk about, because that's about money and ratings.
Well, and scandal and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they don't want to have any... look at this good thing that happened over here. It's like, nobody cares.
Now tell us, because I'm real curious. Dion, is your book going to be fiction? Is it more?
No, mine's a true life story. I dealt with corruption in the legal system. I had a lawyer steal my inheritance worth $125 million.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we talked about it's going to be a movie.
I just don't remember that. I remember sort of talking about it. I don't remember that dollar value.
No, I don't know that you shared that.
No, told you I was a mafia whistleblower.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, that's as far as we got.
I don't know that I could have let that person's life force keep existing.
No. Is he still in practice?
Oh, no.
But I don't, I mean, it's only a matter of time. I mean, the book's only been out a year. And it just started picking up traction like in April of this year. Because, people write a lot of books, and it's like it's up to you as an author to keep pushing it out in the front. Unless you were with a big-name publisher, it takes time.
Right. If you're an established writer, then they promote the crap out of it.
Exactly.
So second book that I'm writing, called Hush Money, talks about how people like him get away with it for so long because other lawyers don't want to throw other lawyers under the bus. That's just starting to happen now where they're doing that, like with the Tom Girardi case and with the Alex Murdoch case. But people will sue doctors for malpractice and not think anything of it, but who goes after the lawyers? And so that's why I started writing the second book.
Well, it's tough because where do you go? You go to court. Who's the judge? A lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Dion.
Right. And like the judge on my case took an early retirement.
Well, I feel that you are well protected in the spiritual sense with all of this. But do be careful.
Sweeten me.
Yeah. So, hon, enjoy the rest of the weekend. I appreciate your great tips. We're going to follow them.
And your patience.
Yes,
and
for sure.
And for alerting us that there was a problem.
Yes, and we will look for you in the future on the show. Thanks
Sounds
so much.
Good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, hon. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. She's a darling. Really.
Yeah, it's like a third call.
And her heart sparkle. You know,
something like that.
I'd love to say all of ours do. Mine don't necessarily.
Well, it's relative too, isn't it? Sometimes people are their own worst judge. We're over to Hump Hump Hump, so let's give our little halftime spiels. And for some people on Blog Talk, because the microphone connect wasn't microphone, it wasn't hardware, it was a software issue. Didn't hear anything what we said at the beginning. We want to remind everybody that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. And that's our disclaimer. That means don't get your first reading ever or any reading and run out and just make life changes. Like I just had a reading, so that's set in stone. That'll never, ever change ever, so I can make all these changes now.
The potential is always there. The thing is, others are making choices in their lives on a daily basis that can and will impact your life.
Yeah, and I've always liked to look at it like it's a picture, a snapshot.
Mm-hmm.
Things are moving, and that's a snapshot. Right now, from when that picture was taken at that time, not 10 minutes later necessarily, that's the way the path looks.
Right.
It's a snapshot. Yeah, so, and you could call back the next day, a week later, and that snapshot's going to look different.
It could have fluctuated some.
Because of things
right.
you had no control over, or maybe things you did and didn't know that you did.
Right, so... Glad we got that.
You got that going
there.
For us.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
All right. Finally.
We shall go to our next caller, which was the first one we had. It was our first caller originally until we had to scram Blog Talk. All right. We're going to go up to the area code 203 up in the Northeast. 203 in Connecticut, I believe. Welcome to the show. And
welcome.
Thank you for your
That's right. That's right.
Glad
thank you.
To,
yay.
Glad to have
yeah,
you
I'm,
with us. Go
thank
ahead.
You. Thanks for – I'm glad I got on again. It went silent for a long time, and then I got disconnected. I thought, oh, shoot. Bad
well,
luck. But
you made it, and we're so happy
yes,
that
Yes, we
you
thank
did.
You for your patience and understanding, and we're glad that you came back. And we try to remind everybody, if any kind you have any kind of technical issues – we're going to do our best to resolve them, and you probably can call back within a few minutes.
Yeah.
Good to go,
oh,
Daddy.
Oh, great.
All right.
Yeah,
well, go ahead.
So this is the first time I'm calling.
Oh, welcome. How did you hear about us?
I call a lot of shows on Blog Talk Radio. I love Blog Talk Radio. And
you're great.
Reiterate. I came in at one point where someone was talking about love donations. I thoroughly agree. I'm
all
so
right.
impressed all the time at all that you all give with these free readings. And,
and we're not
know,
doing it for money, obviously, or we'd be begging right now. We'd be standing here with our hats up, you know.
Thank you. We will take care of that ASAP.
We shall do so.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of readers, rightly so, charge an awful lot, which a lot of us can't afford. But we would be willing to give something, you know, even for a question or something. I think a lot of us feel that way.
Sure. And you know, you're right. I agree.
All right. Well, thank you for that advice. That, you know, I have a personal conviction regarding readings. That just because you can charge, and rest in peace, Sylvia Brown, but she wanted $750.
Look at her clientele.
Sometimes only for 20 minutes.
Look at her clientele. Where that was a lot of those, that was pocket change to those people.
And I did not want to only attract the wealthy because the people who really need the help don't have the money to spend.
Typically, you're right.
Yeah, so I keep my rate at $30 for a half hour.
$64. Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, goodness. That's
also,
great.
Thank you. Also, because I want the people to come back, because each reading builds in clarity on top of the other.
Yeah, if you charge somebody a lot of money for a reading, it might take them 3 or 4 months or longer to get that money back again so they can have another reading.
And I just think just because you can doesn't make it right.
You don't want to not pay a bill or skip feeding a child or buying a kid new shoes or something. You know? No.
Oh, we forgot to ask you. What is your first name?
It's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Good to meet you, Pat.
Yeah, it's Pat.
Yes. So tell us, Pat. Yeah.
I think I'm going to ask about my car, but you describe yourself as a love doctor. Do you usually do love relationships? Or is that
Well, we cover the spectrum. And the thing is, I was dubbed the Psychic Love Doctor by AOL back in 1996. And the name is stuck. But the truth is, we cover it all.
Yeah, and to be honest, if she was to put a stat sheet out, those are the most popular questions, but not at all the only questions. There is no subject that is...
Career, family dispute.
Every single
you
subject.
Name it.
There's no subject that is off limits.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll save that for another time. I don't usually ask about love, but I'm ready for a relationship. But I need to, I think, ask about my car. I've been financially devastated for 2 years, starting with my mechanic blowing my engine. And that cost me $4,000, which I'm still paying off. And I've always had used cars. I was putting maybe $100 a month away for my next used car, and that, you know, catastrophe just obliterated that possibility. I've been so stressed about paying off that and dental bills and thinking, what's going to happen when I need a new car? My car is 2003. And I don't know if I'm worrying unnecessarily or if I'm intuiting that I need to think about this. And then I drove by 1991 Volvo for sale today, and I was just speaking to my friend about how she loves her old Volvo and how they're so sturdy and they last.
Oh, yes. One of my sons used to be the general manager. No, that was Subaru. Excuse me.
Yeah, Subaru.
But they're both kind of in the same park.
I've got a Subaru, a 2003 Subaru with, you know, the repaired engine. But
yeah.
So if you can tell me about any of this. And ultimately, I need to get rescued.
Well, while I lay out your cards, I've got to mention that I do have a son who is in the car business. And he has said that if all things are equal, you can get, like, say, a $300 a month car payment on a newer, vehicle, rather than saying prayers over a vehicle that just might keep having issues.
What
do you
think? I can't afford that.
Right, yeah, and it's a tough thing.
It is.
The problem is anytime you buy an older car, I don't care who the hell makes it, with that, because if it's 1991, unless that thing sat in a garage like it was one of Jay Leno's cars and was maintained in a garage, that thing's got to have a lot of miles on it.
I would think.
And I don't care how great your car is with a lot of miles, things start happening.
Yeah.
Things. Even if they're small things, they'll nickel and dime you to death.
Well, it'll be a fuel pump and a water
they'll
pump.
They'll nickel and dime
yeah.
you to death. And now you live in Connecticut, right?
Right.
Do you have state inspection requirements?
No.
Yearly.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps a lot. Yeah, that helps a lot. I mean, they probably do random stuff. But, yeah, that is the big one around here. That stops a lot of people around here from owning some older cars.
Do you mean emissions?
No, I mean just in general. Every year here in Virginia, you have to have your car inspected.
Yes.
And you have it's a sticker on. Oh, there's a lot of states like that, too. There's a lot that aren't. It's a sticker on your window, and you drive around. Those cops can see pretty clearly. Before COVID, after COVID, kind of made them not care anymore. But back in the day, you get a ticket. But it was about an $80 ticket after court costs.
I got one once. Yeah,
after court costs, it was about an $80 ticket.
Wow. Now I want to tell you, Pat. Here's what your car is saying to you.
Thank you.
This car looks like it's still got life left in your reading, but it's saying make sure you've got yourself a crack mechanic. That can keep your, can baby it along for you. Somebody that
my
will
Subaru.
Be.
Sorry to interrupt.
No,
you're talking about the car that I own now, my Subaru.
I know. I'm
she's
not
talking about the car of the future, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm saying this car she's driving now.
She's driving the Subaru
right now.
She
has the engine replaced. I'm first adjusting that car.
I got you. That,
so
I
you don't feel
that.
Like it's, circling the drain. It's not. But
thank
you need some. Oh, yes, it would show here if you were going to come to a dead stop somewhere. But what it says is give it lots of tender, loving care. Like, Jim, there's a lot of places. I don't know if I'd recommend a school where they will work on cars for free, but you need to keep the maintenance up. Maybe make sure it's got enough oil. What else? What else do you make? I'm not real car.
It's interesting that you say that. I do that, and I went to my mechanic. I'm going to get an oil change. I said, can you check over the car, because it's been 2 years. He said, oh, sure, I'll check the brake fluid, the belts, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, that's not what I'm talking about. I need a mechanic that's going to go through everything and find out what's needed, And you know what's interesting? In calling about this Volvo, she told me about the mechanics that she loves. And so I think, well, maybe I found a mechanic out of this, a really good mechanic. It's 45 minutes away, but if he's a good one, it's worth it, to take care of this Subaru.
That's very true. And make sure this isn't somebody that sees you coming because you're a woman and they know we don't know a whole lot. And, for instance, I've known men that worked in the mechanical department, say at Sears. They had a quota that they had to – this was years ago.
It depends on the place.
Wow.
Yeah,
Yeah.
A lot of them, they say, yeah, we'll do a free inspection and everything. That means we're going to do a free inspection and find 5,000 things that we're going to nail.
Yeah.
Right,
so just make
right.
sure. You know what? If you go for this other vehicle and you want to have insight into this man who's the mechanic, come on back and we'll take a look. These cards know what integrity is and what honest people are. And I have a feeling, though, he's going to be, some men are idolized vehicles. And for that car to be that old and still running, it's kind of like a miracle.
You mean the Volvo?
Yeah.
Well, it's sat in the garage for 15 years. It's got about 200,000 miles on it now. But Volvo, they can last.
Yes, they can.
The mechanic that I hear is so good, his name is RJ.
Well, right at this point, on a superficial level, it looks very good. Now, I would have to
delve into it.
Yeah, very good. And the car you're driving now, still, like I said, it's got life in it. There's nothing showing here that it's days or numbers.
You just don't know the cars.
And
I
you
mean,
don't. So,
my dad's Buick just died and had 480,000 miles on it. Unbelievable.
Whoa.
Yeah, with one transmission change, but it was the same engine. 480,000. And
him.
That's in Minnesota where they salt the crap out of the roads and it rusts everything.
And probably Connecticut,
Whoa.
Too.
Well, I don't know about Connecticut. Yeah, I can't speak. Probably. Yeah, and
what
I mean, and that was his winter car. It was some kind of a Buick. I don't know the exact. It was a Buick.
Great.
Well, let's have a rebel card now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We shall do so. Oh, I must shuffle. Stand by while I shuffle, 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 shuffle.
Very nice to meet you, Pat.
Nice to meet both of you.
Thank you. And we normally used to, well, we didn't do a Saturday night reading before, but ever since we had started them up, oh, we've met nice people. It's been wonderful.
That's nice. So you're on Saturday nights now. Okay.
Yes. All right, Jim, what do we got?
Yeah, I mean, our guaranteed no ifs, ands, or buts shows are typically Monday, Friday. We do lots of other ones, and we like to keep everybody on there, too.
Well, and we enjoy doing
know.
It. We like doing it so much.
You just don't
know.
Great.
Oh, winning.
That's great.
All right, this is a rebel card. Sometimes they might not have anything to do with your current reading at all. It might be something else in your life. Just bear that in mind. And
oh, great.
This is not like your little rate and rolls and unicorn cards.
Yeah,
these cards drop F-bombs all the time. We have to filter them out.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
The subject is winning, and it says, you got a good thing going. Don't ruin that shizzle.
So I think it pretty much means be grateful for every day and appreciate what you've got.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that's for everybody on earth.
Well,
not everybody. Yeah. You're right. Some people got some real problems that we forget about.
And make sure you give Betsy a nice kiss every time you go to turn a key so that she'll love riding. Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't hear what you said. Make sure I what?
Oh, give your car Betsy, or whatever name you might have for her, give her a nice kiss and a pat, because she's going to get you where you need to go. Oh, then we're probably fading out again.
No,
his name
fine.
Is Pike. His name is Pike, and thank you for that advice.
All right, hon, take care.
I'll be talking to you again. God bless you
both. God bless you,
thanks.
Too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She's terrific. Love that. Asking about a car. Why not?
Sure.
You know,
what's wrong with that? Those are a pretty important thing in life.
All things have consciousness. Wow. That car has consciousness. That's why I'm in such a struggle when it comes to spiders and roaches.
Lions and tigers and bears.
I don't want to snuff their life source, but there's a part in me that has to.
I consider my domain like a military compound, top secret. If you enter into my domain, which is my house, I have the right to use deadly force to exterminate
and annihilate you.
Yep. You know what, spider? Go out there, do your thing outside. You come in my house, you're dead meat. You chose poorly to come in my house. All right.
All righty. What we got?
We got another caller.
Awesome.
And also the Facebook folks that can't dial in when our callers are faded and empty, we will turn to you folks. You can messenger Deborah Lee.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people didn't hear that since we had a lot of problems when we asked for messenger, or you could type your question in when we do that. But right now, yeah, we are got a caller.
Yes, we do.
And it takes a little bit of a second delay. This will be 651 Minnesota. 651.
Hello there, Minnesota. And who is on the line?
Hi, it's Christiana.
I knew it was too. Hi, hon. How are you doing?
I hate to assume because we are wrong.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Wunderbar.
Yes, it's been a great weekend so far. And what brings you to the show?
Yeah, yes. What would you like to chit-chat about?
Well, I've asked this question before, but I thought since it's been a little while that I've asked one about moving, see me moving.
Has there been any new development about moving?
Not that I've heard of, no.
Okay.
Okay, well, all right. She just wants to make sure of any circumstances have changed that will help your reading.
So, Christiana, tell us, what about moving would you like to know?
Would you like to know if and when, where, all, you know, what are you looking at? What's the big concern? Are you concerned that you need to and it's not going to happen in a timely manner? I can't remember what her situation was exactly.
Well, it was put in for a new apartment building, I believe. Yeah, go ahead, Anne.
Yeah, I'm interested in kind of around when, if it's going to be this year or next year, and if it's going to be a decent environment.
It's what?
You've got a muffly stuff.
Yeah, if it's going to be a decent environment, nice neighbors and a nice apartment.
Yeah.
So she's looking basically for a time frame and a happiness level. Satisfaction level.
Well, and you know, sometimes moving into an apartment building is a crapshoot.
You know what? Moving everywhere is a crapshoot unless you really got some inside info and you dig really hard, like neighbors and stuff in a house.
When
you actually talk to them.
When my late husband and I bought the house, we bought it was during that big real estate bubble.
Well, the Clinton days.
Yeah, and we raced because houses were getting snapped up left and right. So we raced over. And right that morning, signed the contract. But one thing that we did do to know what we were getting into is evenings, we would often go and park right in front of that house and listen and watch the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And to see what's what.
Well, and now there's a lot more resources than there was back then. I mean, that wasn't that long ago, but there wasn't all these sites where you can check and go, you know, now the police put crime stuff on the internet, you know, like they never used to. You can find out a lot of stuff without having to go there, but you should always put your eyes on the target, you know, so to speak.
Do you know when they are going to start renting out these apartments, Christiana?
No, they're going to put me on the wait list. But I haven't heard back from anybody.
Well, I'm perceiving a little shiftiness around the so-called wait list. I feel that whoever's in charge or who has access to it, playing around a little bit with it and letting those they know get better placement ahead of others.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff that goes
on. And I want you to know.
In this world.
Now, things happen for a reason that you may not be able to, actually be aware of in that particular moment. But if it turns out that you do not get an apartment in this dwelling, it was meant to go that way, you know, due to maybe, well, like I said, I feel that some people are getting preferential treatment. I don't think it's right. It certainly doesn't look right.
Well, it's the world we live in, though.
Yeah, and so you may want to put together a contingency type of plan in case you need to go elsewhere. Never hurts to back up your plan with another plan, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
Yeah, I kind of have one in mind, you know.
Yeah, because the world is full of apartment buildings.
Yeah.
And if you do not end up getting it, and there is now a little bit of insight here that is perceived to possibly put you way far down on the list, then it's going to be a good idea to look elsewhere.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there, with these other people getting preferential treatment, for one thing, I'm perceiving, and I'm not sure where this is, but I was going to warn you whether it's where you're living right now or if this is where you are moving into, but you have the potential to be robbed, not of your person, but of your place.
Yeah, like, I guess the home,
yeah,
property,
and it would be a loss,
car maybe?
A loss of something valuable or something which involves a lot of money, like your bank account or...
Sure, it could be something that could have got some personal data snagged.
Exactly.
You got a credit card you might not even know is missing.
So just
that you never use.
Be cautious of everything. I noticed on my bank account recently that there were little charges, $1.20, 69 cents. I didn't buy, I wouldn't use my debit card for that little. So I got a hold of the bank and they ended up doing a switcheroo with my card. It always sucks when you have to get a new bank account, but
no,
it's worth
it's the most horrible thing ever.
Yeah, because what they're doing is they're testing your account to see how, what would you say, how aware she is of her.
We're trying to see if, yeah, if the financial, if it's gonna, if they're gonna, if you're gonna pick it up or the financial institution is gonna pick it up and shut
mm-hmm.
it down before they make a big score.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have that in mind too. That. Concerned if I'm that I might be robbed because it's common in public housing. So.
All right, now Jim is going to give you your rebel card, and we're going. You're going to take us out to
you're
the end of the show.
You're going to take us to the finale.
Yeah.
All right, rebel card subject: some good stuff is about to happen,
or a shizzle, or. Yeah.
Don't let your issues screw it up.
There you go.
So something might happen. Something good might be coming, but don't. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy. On things.
We are, and I'm with those two.
A lot of people are.
I overthink things to the point.
Or, yeah, exactly.
Where I've taken all the goodness out of something.
Yeah, you're right. Overthink, overworry, too skeptical.
For you, I felt like it could be a job opportunity, Christiana. And, like he said, don't screw it up.
Like the rebel card said.
And let's turn all this down.
We'll turn it off.
Okay, hon, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank
we
you.
Love when you
Thank
call
you
us. Take care.
Take care.
And we're going to...
We'll be back Monday.
Yes, Monday. News for the Soul. 6 p.m. this time.
A different number.
Eastern.
News for the Soul. News for the Soul will post our show.
Yes.
Look for News for the Soul for Monday.
So we will see you then. And away we go.